For the record, that we have in attendance Trustee Vereen, Trustee Brooks, Trustee Morrow, Trustee Cannon, Trustee McDermott, and I'm also in attendance. And I think I got everyone there, right? Yeah. So if we could pass over item one for now and go to item two, approval of the minutes. Is there a motion to approve the October 26, 2023 meeting of minutes?
Motion.
Motion by second. Mr. Cannon, seconded by Mr. McDermott. Any discussion about the minutes? Any discussion about the minutes? All those in favor, Trustee Cannon.
Aye.
Trustee McDermott.
Aye.
Trustee Vereen.
I'm abstaining. I did not hear what the vote was.
Oh, it's for the minutes for October.
Aye.
Thank you. Trustee Morrow?
Aye.
Trustee Brooks?
Aye.
And I'm aye as well, so that item passes. Thank you. Item three, administrative matters. If we could pass over the item 3A, determine formula for purchase of prior city service while the city and union have discussions. Moving on to item B, the 2024 proposed calendar of PNF trustee monthly meetings. Taylor, you have any comments here? Is Leanne here? Oh, Leanne's there. Okay. Any comments here? It's just this is the approval of the calendar.
Hi, this is Leanna. Good morning. Yes, we went through, and this is just to approve the dates for 2024. As you know, we meet the last Thursday of each month. We did adjust, I think it was both, November and December because of Thanksgiving. We did this last year. We didn't have this issue this year, but because of Thanksgiving, we moved it to the Tuesday last year, the Tuesday before Thanksgiving, which is what we did on this proposed calendar. So Tuesday, November 26th. And then for the Christmas holiday, the last Thursday is the day after Christmas next year, which I assumed most would not want an 8 a.m. meeting the day after Christmas. So we also move that to the Thursday before, which is December 19th.
Thanks, Leanna. Any questions on the calendar?
Mr. Mayor, I believe this is my last meeting, so you know I'd be perfectly fine with you guys having a meeting today after Christmas Thanksgiving.
Duly noted. Duly noted, Trustee Morrow. So you just need to any other discussion on the calendar? Is there a motion to approve the proposed 2024 calendar?
So moved, Mr. Chair.
There is a motion by Trustee McDermott. Is that a second, Trustee Brooks?
That was a second by Brooks.
Thanks. He beat you to the motion.
Okay.
If there's no additional discussion, we'll go to the vote. Trustee McDermott.
Aye.
Trustee Brooks.
Aye.
Trustee Vereen. Trustee Vereen.
Aye.
Trustee.
Aye.
Trustee Moore.
Aye.
And I'm an aye as well. So that item passes.
Evelise just.
Okay. I understand Trustee Rivero just entered the meeting. Is there any chance you could take the calendar down?
Leanna, can you stop sharing your screen, please? Thanks.
Thank you. Good morning, Trustee Rivero. We're just in the middle of a vote on the 2024 calendar. How do you wish to vote?
Aye. Thank you. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning. So that item passes as well. Moving on to item four, contribution withdrawals, information only. Just note for the record, Jack Cardi. And item five, age and early retirement, and service-connected disability. Miriam Garcia, Damian Wright, and Wayne Biros. Unless there is a interest in or necessity to go into I guess it's age annuity. Are there any questions by the trustees on this or comments, or is there a motion?
Motion to approve.
There's a motion by Trustee McDermott, seconded by Trustee Keenan. Any discussion on these three items?
Mayor, this is Leanna. Can I just add a comment? One of the disabilities, if you read closely, is not is saying it's not a disability.
Thank you. I was going to move to go into executive session for discussion.
Okay, there's a motion to go into executive session. Is there a second?
Second.
Trustee Brooks made the second. And I think that we would bring into executive session, obviously in addition to the trustees, Leanna and is Attorney Crumby here?
Yes.
Oh, there's Attorney Crumby. Attorney Crumby. Is there anyone else we need to bring into executive session, Leanna?
We do have Troy here, I believe, from Workers' Comp as well.
Okay, so let's bring in Troy. All those in favor of moving into executive session, Trustee Rivera?
Yes.
Trustee Brooks?
Aye.
Trustee Morrow?
Mayor, there was already a motion on the table. I don't know if this is, I don't know if you have to remove the motion to approve first.
You are correct. You are correct.
You had a motion to approve and second on the table, and then another motion was made to move into executive session.
You are correct. So, Trustee McDermott, Trustee Cannon, are you willing to withdraw your motion?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. So that motion is withdrawn. Trustee Rivera, just for procedural sake, can you redo your motion to go into executive session?
Yes, I move to go into executive session.
I second that motion.
All right. So having been moved and seconded, and we will bring in Leanna, Troy, and Attorney Crumby into executive session. All those in favor of going into executive session. Trustee Rivera?
Yes.
Trustee Brooks?
Aye.
Trustee Morrow?
Aye.
Trustee Cannon?
Aye.
Trustee McDermott?
Aye.
Trustee Marie?
Aye.
And I'm an aye as well. So Taylor's going to bring us into executive session. Can everyone hear us?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Our video is not working, but we have exited executive session. No votes were taken in executive session. Is there a motion on any of these items here?
Trustee Ribeiro, I move to approve the service connected age annuity retirement service connected disability for Miriam Garcia.
Is there a second?
Second.
Have been moved by Trustee Rivera and seconded by Trustee McDermott. Any discussion on this? All those in favor, Trustee Rivera?
Aye.
Trustee McDermott?
Aye.
Trustee Brooks?
Aye.
Aye.
Trustee Morrow?
Aye.
Trustee Cannon?
Aye.
And I'm an aye as well. That item passes. Is there another motion?
I'd like to make a motion to approve Damian Wright for service-connected disability.
So second.
Second.
Having been moved by Mr. Cannon and seconded by Trustee Brooks. Any discussion on this item? All those in favor, Trustee Cannon?
Aye.
Trustee Brooks?
Aye.
Trustee Green?
Aye.
Trustee Rivera?
Aye.
Trustee McDermott?
Aye.
Trustee Morrow?
Aye.
I think I got everyone there. And I am an aye as well. That item passes. Motion.
Trustee Ribeiro, in accordance with the item, I would move to approve the age annuity for Dwayne Barrows.
Is there a second?
Second.
Is there any discussion? Trustee Rivera, how do you vote?
This is Leanne. No. I want to add, you're approving his age. He's already retired on an age annuity. This is just for his disability.
So I will amend my motion to, in accordance with item 5 on the agenda, to approve the service-connected disability. I'm in my motion, sorry. We lose them?
Can you all hear us?
Yes.
Okay. Sorry about that. We're having a little technical difficulties here at City Hall. So Trustee Ribeiro had made a motion when we got.
I'm sorry. I amended my motion that in accordance with the agenda item to approve the service-connected disability.
All right, let's try that again. Trustee Rivera had made a motion to approve the service-connected disability for Dwayne Barrios, and I did not hear a second just because we cut out that. Was there a second to her motion?
Second.
Can you all hear us?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So Trustee McDermott, any discussion? Trustee Rivera, how do you vote?
I vote no.
Trustee McDermott?
No.
Trustee Brooks?
No.
Trustee Vereen?
No.
Trustee Morrow?
Nay.
Trustee Cannon?
Nay.
And I am a nay as well, so that item does not pass. Moving on to item 6, requested to waive the disability earnings adjustment of Article 14, Section 1, S123 of the Elm City Local Police Union Contract, Lindsay Nesto. Leanna, can you remind us the context of this item, please?
Yes. So employees who retire on a straight disability pension with less than 13 years of service, it's in both contracts, they have an outside earnings cap until the age of 65. This outside earnings cap is basically equivalent to the present salary of, if they were held the position of a police officer, for example, the present salary of a police officer. So if that, for example, is $75,000, their income cap for the year is $75,000, which is combined with both their city pension and any other outside earnings of any other jobs they have after retirement. Every year annually in the springtime, they are required to submit to us a affidavit that lists and, you know, says they either did or did not, you know, make more than that cap. If they did make more, then their pension is adjusted accordingly. Employees do have the option in the contract, or do have the chance in the contract, to go for the request to waive the disability earnings adjustment, which is what this retiree has done, Lindsay Nesto. I think it was about 2 years ago, the board, which I included in the packet, came up with the process to follow, which is, includes the retiree submitting an application, us sending that application along with any medical records to either the fire chief or police chief, whichever they worked for, and the police chief sending us a letter of certification. All of that has been provided to the trustees, and now it is left up to the trustees to vote to either waive that income cap, which means if you approve it, she will not have that outside earnings cap. She will not have to submit to us every single year her outside earnings. If it's denied, then she will have to do that until the age of 65.
Thank you, Leanna. Any discussion, please? I have a comment on this. I'm going to be voting no for this. The income cap is part of the union contract. If the employee earns more than the income cap, then good on them. But this employee was working for less than 7 years for the city of New Haven, and I think that they should be abiding by the rules that are set out. And that we should not waive the income cap for this employee or former employee. Trustee.
Yeah, so I just have a question procedurally. So when the chief or either department, with them filling out the application, is that indication that they're supporting it, or is that an indication that they're just following procedure to fill out the form per the officer or the firefighter's request?
So the form was filled out by the retiree. The only, just the letter of certification came from the chief, which we asked them, which it also does state in the procedure. We asked them, you know, if they believe that, you know, their disability, their retirement is based on the verbiage in the contract, which is also the last page I included on the last page. And so by the chief submitting his certification, he is agreeing with what the contract states on this particular person.
Thank you.
Mr. Chair, I have a few questions just for clarification. Leanne, you mentioned about $75,000. I'm assuming that this is the base salary for a police officer.
That $75,000, I was just throwing out a number there. Obviously, that changes year to year. It changes by the position. If the person was a detective, if the person was a lieutenant, if the person was, you know, a firefighter or whatnot, it's whatever the current salary is for someone who is an active employee that holds that title, as they did when they retired.
Okay. I didn't see what her, I'm not sure if we have that available.
I believe she was a police officer.
What is her cap?
I think it is in the 70s. Give me 1 second. I think I could look at this year's file. Obviously, she wasn't on this year's file, but Unless Brian knows, I don't know it off the top of my head of what the salary is for a 1 second.
Well, Tara thinks it's 74,000.
Yeah, Leanna, I believe it's 74,000. I think
okay.
Let me just make sure Trust Scan has a question, but Trustee Brooks, do you have additional questions?
Probably more of a comment than a question. So I will give way to questions and then make my comment at the end. If that's all right, Mr. Chair.
Trustee Cannon.
I will do the same. I don't have a question. I have a comment. If you're open to comments, I'll go for it. Surprisingly, Mayor, you and I are not going to agree on this one. Your comment, I appreciate your opinion. I would like to...
We lost audio, guys.
Part for the city and represented this police department, protecting the citizens, all of us at this table while we're in the city of New Haven, and to debate over whether it's a cap or not, let's not lose sight of the fact that she disabled her body to the point where she can't do the job that she, career that she set out with. So I'd like you to take that into consideration. I know the mayor has his opinion, and I respect the mayor and everything like that, but I want to...
Mr. Mayor, I do have one question, then I'd like to make a comment. What is the size of her family? Do we know what that is? Or is that something that's not in the...
It sounds like we continue to have... technical difficulties. Did the trustees? Can the trustees hear us?
Yes.
Did you hear most or all of what Mr. Cannon said?
The latter part of what he said about protecting and serve and taking that into consideration. Other than that,
Mr. Brooks and the rest of the trustees that did not hear me. Basically, I respect that the mayor has an opinion on. On this, my opinion is that and Mr. Brooks, you're fully aware of this, being a former firefighter, we serve the city, and whether it's 1 minute or 20 years, 30 years, if you're injured in the... I believe my point's been taken. I don't know if they all heard it.
Yeah.
Everybody here? Mr. Brooks, were you able to hear that?
You left out if. When you said if you served the city, then you went out. But I think your point was received.
Just to clarify, Mr. Brooks, before a comment made, it is not that anyone is restricting the amount of money that an employee that is retired with a service-connected disability makes. It is that we limit the pension if they make more than the cap.
Understood. Do we know what the size of the family? Is this an individual, or is there a family of three, four?
Single mother, two children.
So I'm concerned, I'm conflicted because, you know, one, I think it's incumbent, it's a part of the contract. So we are, as employees under these contracts, are are, you know, have to abide by the contract, and we should do so. But given the climate of where we are now, where it's difficult to make ends meet, high inflation, a single mother with children, we know that food insecurities is a big issue, not only in the country, but in particular in New Haven. I think we got to take these scenarios case by case. I don't think we should do a blank check. I agree with you, Mr. Mayor. I think we should. It's a part of the contract. And we should abide by the contract. But I do think we ought to consider each individual case as it comes to us. A single mother with children, you know, given the economy the way it is, high inflation, it's difficult to make ends meet. So I'm really conflicted here on this. Do we lose them again?
Sounds like it.
They have every time. Mr. Cannon has a comment.
Once again, I'd like to remind you that she was disabled performing the duties for the citizens of New Haven. She receives a small portion of her income. She loses the ability for overtime. She receives 50% of base pay. Living in the state of Connecticut, that is not enough to live on. So it is in the contract that the police chief, if he verifies that this was an injury that happened while performing the line of duty, in the line of duty, that we take that into consideration. Police Chief Jacobson has provided that, and I believe he has signed off on that. Yes, he has. So I'd like that to be taken into consideration also.
If I may add a comment to this as well, it's any able-bodied New Haven police officer under our current standing, no one's just earning the base salary. We have forced overtime weekly for many of our officers. So even if they're back down to their base salary, it's an income setback for the individuals. In addition, they're locked into whatever rank they were when the disability came in, so they don't have the opportunity to advance their pay grade whatsoever. The other thing I'll point out, while it is factual that she was under an internal affairs investigation, it was most likely not a fireable offense, even if, especially based in the light of some recent circumstances with other individuals at the Connecticut Labor Board, this most likely would have not resulted in even a recommendation for termination. I don't really think that that's relevant for discussion.
Other comments by the trustees?
Mr. Chair, did the trustees hear my comments that I mentioned? I think we lost some technical difficulty. I just want to make sure that my comments were on the record.
What we heard here is that you were concerned about, you were conflicted because the trustee had a family situation that might merit more thoughtful consideration of this item, and we should take each item case by case. Okay. Is that summary?
That is. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
And I agree with you, we should take each item case by case, because this is a privilege, right? This is a privilege that we would decide in certain cases to waive the rules. And in my view, given the circumstances around the internal affairs investigation and the employee's retirement, early with a disability, we should not grant this privilege to the person. And if they make more than the cap, that is a great thing for them to be able to do. And I don't think we should be waiting the cap for this particular circumstance.
Yeah, I wasn't aware of you know, internal investigation.
Mr. Kent.
Mr. Brooks, are you aware that a doctor granted her a disability, this pension board granted her a disability pension?
Yeah,
that's a given, I think.
Okay. With that, I'd just like to once again reiterate that a police officer or a firefighter, for the minute they go into the academy or come out of the academy, performing the duties that they perform and injured in that line of duty, verified by a doctor, and backed up also by the police chief, which is an option if he gives the letter for us to review and to understand that this happened and her career was cut short. Regardless of any other factors that are going on, a doctor signed off on it and the police chief, respected police chief Carl Jacobson, signed off on it. So I'd like you to have to be in consideration. Do we have a motion on the table?
There is no motion on the table, I don't believe.
Can I make a motion to approve?
You may. There's a motion to approve by Mr. Cannon to approve the item. Is there a second?
Second.
There's a second by Trustee McDermott. Any discussion on this item? Any discussion on this item? All those in favor of approving the waiving of the disability earnings adjustment for Officer Nesto, signify by saying aye. Trustee Cannon?
Aye.
Trustee McDermott?
Aye.
Trustee Ribeiro?
I'm abstaining.
Trustee Brooks?
I like to pass on this one, Mr. Mayor.
You're abstaining, Trustee Brooks?
Yes.
Trustee Vereen? Trustee Vereen? Trustee Morrow?
I'll make this easy. Aye.
I'm sorry, that was an aye?
Yes.
Aye.
I'm going to.
Trustee Vereen?
I'm going to abstain.
Okay. And I am a nay, so the item passes with three ayes. Moving on to item 7, death after retirement. Please note for the record the passing of George Lynch, Harry DeBenedict, Dennis McMorrow, and Lawrence Lawler. And item 8, survivor, death after retirement, Ellen LeGrand, Jean Lyons, Nancy Kenny. If we could have a motion of, or a moment of silence for to reflect on the passing of these individuals, please. Thank you, everybody. Moving on to item 9, payment of the bills. Is there a motion to approve payment of the bills?
So moved.
I've been moved by Trustee McDermott. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Trustee Cannon. Any discussion on payment of the bills? Any discussion? All those in favor? Trustee McDermott?
Aye.
Trustee Cannon?
Aye.
Trustee Ribeiro? Can you hear us, Trustee Ribeiro? How do you vote?
Aye. Sorry.
That's okay. Trustee Brooks?
Aye.
Trustee Vereen?
Aye.
Trustee Morrow?
Aye.
And I am an aye as well. The bills have been paid. Going to back to item 1A. Hey,
good morning, everybody. We'll start off with a couple of administrative matters. I'm talking to Crumby Law about some proxy matters that have come to our attention. Our active managers in the portfolio, stock and bond managers, vote for us when it comes to proxies, so it's very common. This is for one of our private investments, a legacy investment, Capital Point 1 and 2, and they sent us a voting sheet for both of the funds. It is our opinion combined between legal and myself that we should vote in line with the recommendation for the board of directors and for outside accounts. So it's very common. I have two forms here for the mayor to sign. I'll pre-fill them if you like. I can open to any questions, but it's something that's very common in business on an annual basis. Any questions? Good, okay. I'll put that to the mayor after the meeting. Last meeting, Trustee Cannon had asked some questions about Graco, which again is one of our legacy investments. It's right next to the cash portion of it down near Alkeon. So we looked into this. This investment originally started in 2011. It's supposed to have a 10-year tenure. So it's been 10 years. So there's been a couple of amendments since that 2011 document. We've seen one of them. We're waiting on another. So Mariah and I from Crumbie are working on that right now. We're trying to get some more clarification on the contractual language on that. And we'll get back to you on that. So we're working on it. With that said, I'll go on to the investment report. And I have a couple other things to add after that. So if you want to open up the report to page three, I believe, or two. Okay, that's good. So this is a report ending October 31st. A lot of things have changed since then. October was a bad month. September, October, usually a bad month. And usually seasonally, November and December are better. So if you look up at the top number on the left, it says $350 million. So that included the first part of the ARC. Since then, the portfolio is up about 6% in the month of November. So that puts us up a little bit of above $370 million. So just a huge reversal of the downplay and the downward slide in October. You got a lot of different things happening in October seasonally. Also, you have a lot of mutual funds selling stuff for tax losses in that month. So it's not uncommon. Kind of thought it was coming. And we're hoping now that we're going to get a little bit of reversal continued. So with that said, if you go down to the large cap equity portfolio, this portfolio has these three portfolios have done the best of all of them. So it's been all large cap, mostly large cap growth. If you look at Sizer and Atalanta, just for the month, they were down on this report, but for the month of November so far, Sizer's up 14% for the month, and Atalanta's up 26% for the month of November. So this report's going to look dramatically different for the next meeting in December, which is good. Aristotle's done okay too on the year-to-date numbers across the board. If you go down to mid-cap, you'll see a pattern here of the larger the portfolios, the better they're performing. So mid-cap's done okay, but not as good as large. If you look over to the year-to-date numbers, Mutual America and Cook & Bieler are outperforming their respective indexes there. Flip it over to small-cap. The top line is ClearBridge. ClearBridge was put to a search. I have documents on that. I'll talk about it for a little while. Obviously, they've had their troubles. We're looking for a replacement on them. Channing has done well relatively year-to-date, 1% versus down 4. And Cook & Bieler has done also year-to-date very well, up 5 versus down 6. So we're going to look to add a third manager to that ranking. Go down to the non-equity, so non-U.S., portfolios. Again, very similar to large cap. WCM, for example, so far in the month of November is up almost 11%. So a big swing there for international managers also. Go down to fixed income, which is all of our bond managers. All of them had a tough month. They've had a tough run. I'll talk about that later. But you know, the one manager that stands out there is that Serenitas on the bottom, which is someone that came and presented to us. It's a different look at fixed income. And it's really it's done exactly what we hired to do. And it's really bucked the trend when it comes to that asset class. So as money comes in, we're talking about putting money back into work when we have the December meeting, and Serenitas on the fixed income side will be a recipient of that because of the performance, and we think continued performance. You want to flip it over, talks about our cash position. We do have that influx of money right there. It's in that portfolio we talked about. It's earning 5.24% right now. That has come down. That's a variable rate. It was up to 5.35. But as we know, that rates are coming down in the fixed income market, so it's going to affect that. So if that's paying 5.24 right now, one of the reasons why we're not going to keep it in there forever is that our anticipation is that by the end of next year, that could definitely be in the fours and probably even into the threes beginning of 2025. So it's going to continue to come down. That's a healthy move. So we're going that into our total portfolio within the next 6 months. We have another, I believe the exact number, I know Mr. Gormley's on the call, I believe the exact number is $20 million on the ARC to bring it up to full deposit. And we are expecting that hopefully between now and Christmas, which will give us a nice arsenal to not only pay benefits, but to add to the portfolio. Below that, we have Alkeon, which again has done great year to date. A little bit of a challenge for the month in the asset class, but we're keeping an eye on them. Great code we talked about. So with that, I'm going to have you flip a couple pages farther up on the same report here. And I think it's going to say page 13 on it. If you keep on going, I'll try to stop. Next one. All right, good. So you look at that, talks about our asset allocation, current allocation versus our target allocation. One thing I wanted to point out is that we are in line with our IPS on the right-hand side in all categories, again, except for cash. We have a large amount of cash. And if you dig a little deeper on the next page, it talks about, you know, deeper into these different asset classes if you want to page forward. And it does say that we are over-allocated to large cap equity, and there's a reason for that. It's just predominant. So not only do we like it, but it's also run in the right direction. So we'll talk about trimming the tree and getting more run into different asset classes. But the IPS has been followed closely. It's just that some things have really outperformed others. So with that, I'm going to talk about a couple of different things. The first thing I'm going to talk about is the fact that we did a search. If you want to pull that up, it says manager comparison. I'm not going to keep you all day on this stuff because you're going to hear about it either next month or the following month. You turn over to the next page. So when we're looking at a replacement for ClearBridge, we go out to a universe of managers and we run all kinds of quantitative data. You can stop right there for now. And it looks at a universe of managers in small cap growth, and it narrows it down into a ton of statistics. So what came back were three managers that we like, that we have relationships with and that we've done business with, which is RiverBridge out of Minneapolis, Wasatch out of Salt Lake City, and WCM out of Laguna, California, which already manages one of our portfolios. And if you have the best page to look at it before we get into anything on the books is turn the page there and then go to the next page that says growth analysis. That's it right there. It's just an easy way of saying the index, if you put $10 million into the index back in 2008, it would be worth $30 million right now. If you put $10 million into Wasatch, it would be worth $46 million. RiverBridge 48 and WCM 56 million. So it's a quick snapshot of that. Say, hey, let's go out and hire WCM small cap because it's off the charts. It's the top one on the right, the orange number. So they turn 10 million into 56 million, we should hire. However, if you want to get into this with your time off and go through the stats, there's a lot more things to that. So there's a lot of reasons why we narrowed it down to these three. We might even bring it down to two, but it would probably be a situation where we bring all three in for the 20 to 30 minute presentation and talk to the board about each portfolio, interview them. We'll probably at least talk to them a couple more times ourselves and then bring it to the trustees for their decision, ultimately through Zoom or in person. So seeing as the next meeting is December 28th, not the day after Christmas, but pretty close, I'm thinking that everyone doesn't want to spend an extra hour and a half to 2 hours listening to presentations of managers on that date. So my thought is this. We're looking at a couple different asset classes. I think I want to keep ClearBridge in the roster for now, hold on to them between now and when we make a decision, probably in January. And I want to push that presentation back from the small cap growth to the January meeting. And I want to bring in December a manager that's what's called a fund-to-fund managers. So this is a manager that has a multitude of hedge funds within it. They oversee it. And then
So Dave, you're asking us just to consider moving it to January before we bring in the presentation?
So I'm going to do, I'm recommending we do the fund-to-fund presentation in December and the small cap growth managers in January.
Okay. I'm good with that. Wait to see what the other trustees are. My question was, ClearBridge, if you look across the board, on every timestamp here, it's getting your butts kicked versus the index. Why wouldn't we just, let's cut them off right now and hold it in the cash if we're making 5% of that?
That's
nice. Looking at a month or two, yeah. Might as well grab it.
I have no problem with that. We can put it into the cash bucket, and they just had a great run. So, you know, there's no reason to give it back if that's the case. The market's been pretty volatile here. So that would be a recommendation that I would not disagree with.
Mr. Chair.
Trustee Brooks.
Could Trustee Cannon repeat the statement that he made? I didn't hear it conclusively, and I heard the response, but I did not hear his statement, and I'd like to have full context, please.
Go ahead, maybe you can take the screen down.
Yeah, maybe you can take the screen down so we can see each other. Yeah. Trustee Cannon, go ahead.
Trustee Brooks and any other trustees that didn't hear, basically, I agree with Dave's request as far as doing presentations in January rather than bottling up all three presentations in December, which will tie us up for possibly a couple hours here. I'm okay with that. What I was also presenting is ClearBridge, the company that we're looking to move out of eventually. If you look at every number across the board, it's not good, not even against the index. So why wait when we can put that money to work at 5.2? What was the interest rate?
Right now it's 5.25.
5.25. Why wouldn't we just put it in a fund that would earn 5%, 5+% over the next 2 months? We're going to be bringing in small cap companies to here. We'll have a better idea how much money we can put in to clear up the allocation. So my suggestion is that, and Dave was not opposed to it, was to consider moving ClearBridge out right now, putting it into cash, and earning the 5% for the next 2 months till we determine where we're going to put our money with the allocation, filling the allocation properly.
Got it. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Sure. Trustee Cannon wants to make a motion here.
I'd like to make a motion that we remove ClearBridge. We cash out that fund, putting the proceeds into cash to a bond fund that Mr. Moran determines is the best place for us until we hear other presentations in December and January.
Second. Second.
Made the motion to authorize Raymond James to make that transfer away from ClearBridge, and Trustee Brooks seconded the motion. Any discussion on this motion? All those in favor? Trustee Cannon?
Aye.
Trustee Brooks?
Aye.
Trustee Morrow? We'll go back to
you. Sorry, Mayor, I'm an aye.
That's okay. Trustee Morrow's an aye. Trustee Ribeiro?
Aye.
Trustee Green? It was hard to hear you, Trustee Green. Can you say that again?
Aye.
Thank you. Trustee McDermott?
Aye.
And I'm an aye as well, so that item passes. David, you had some additional things?
Just a couple quick things. Just talk about year end and, you know, going into next year. So the S&P, again, a week ago was up 7%. Now it's up 18%. So we've had a really big run right here. A lot has to do with rates. The 10-year rate is going up. So what I think is happening is that we're lining ourselves up for a decent 2024. Now, a decent 2024 puts the S&P 500 at about 5,000, which is at 4,500 right now. So that's only about 9%. That's a good year. But the reason I'm hopeful about it is that not only do we think stocks could have a good run next year, but fixed income for the first time in a long time could have a good run next year. If you think about where rates were 3 years ago, the 10-year was at less than 0.5%. It went all the way to 5%. killed mortgages, right? Everyone's mortgages through the roof. So now from 5% down, which it's making its way down now, I think this morning was 4.26. As that continues to go down, it does well for bond portfolios. Prices of bonds go up. So now we have a good storm, right? We have stocks that should go up. We should make money in the bond market, and it's healthier. That inverted yield curve is steepening. So you're not going to get these money markets paying 5% anymore. They shouldn't. You're going to get money markets paying 1 to 2, and you're going to get long-term bonds paying more than that. So I think the moral to the story is the market will calm down. We still think that we have to be very, you know, persistent in our diversity of investments and asset allocation, which I think we're doing well. And I think it's a good time going into 2024 to be redeploying into not only the current lineup, but adding a few names that we haven't seen before. So the market is calm again. And there's an old saying in December that you don't want to short a calm market. And so I still think that volatility will increase, but volatility in a good way. And I think we'll have a good 2024 if we stick to our guns and hire good managers. And that's it for today. I also want to thank Trustee Morrow for your support on the board and everything you've done to support my thoughts.
Thanks, Dave. Any questions for Dave? All right. Any other any old business? Any new business? Seeing none, Trustee Morrow, thanks for your service and commitment to this the group and the pension fund. Any other comments before we wrap it up?
Any chance we can get him to stay?
Any chance we can get you to stay, Trustee Morrow?
No chance.
Sorry, we can't hear you, so that's a yes.
Mayor, I think I'm termed out. I think you know, unless you're going to do another charter change, you know, and the last one was tough enough. Well, you know, I will take my time out, and you know, you could appoint me in a few more years.
We'll see you in a year, Trustee Morrow.
Thank you, Vince.
Thanks.
All right.
Thank you, Vince.
Thanks, Trustee Morrow. Is there a motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn.
Is there a second to Trustee Cannon's motion?
Second.
There's a lot of seconds. I think Trustee Brooks beat everyone to it. All those in favor, Trustee Cannon.
Aye.
Trustee Brooks.
Aye.
Trustee Morrow.
Aye.
Trustee McDermott.
Aye.
Trustee Rivero.
Aye.
Trustee Reed. Aye. I'm as well. Thanks, everybody. Have a great day.
Thank you all.
Do you mind if I fill this out for you, Nika Simon?